Hi there, BKFK listeners. We've been working on a new series for you. By now you know what kind of stories we like. Legends, myths, and stories of magic. And stories of monsters. Yes, monsters. We are writing 26 stories for you, an A to Z of monsters. We're not just making them up. No, we've selected monsters from myths and legends from around the world. And these stories will contain very important information. For example, everyone should know that a vampire can turn into a bat, or where the Yeti comes from, or how many heads a chimera has. So, let's begin. The first letter of the alphabet is A. The creature we have chosen is called an amphisbaena. It comes from ancient Greece. It's a poisonous snake with no tail, but with a head at each end. Sounds pretty scary, right? But have no fear, the two children heroes in this story are far too clever for this beast. Before we get on with the story, let's hear who today's BKFK superstars are.
Hi, my name is Evelyn. I'm 7 years old. I am from Sydney and I like running around.
My name is Adeline and I am 7 years old. I am from Los Angeles and I like to read and dance.
Hi, my name is Scarlett. I'm 11 years old and live in Sydney and I really like sport.
Hi, my name's Liat and I'm from Minnesota. I'm 9 years old and love reading Harry Potter books.
Well done, guys, and thanks for joining the team. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Amphisbaena. Long, long ago in the hills of old Greece, a brother and a sister were walking. It took quite a while to walk mile after mile, so they made it less boring by talking. They spoke of the gods that lived high in the clouds, of Zeus, the king of them all. His stories were wondrous, his lightning was thunderous. He ruled from above in his hall. The sister and brother delighted each other with stories of creatures so weird. The Gorgon, the Minotaur, centaurs and fauns, and titans that everyone feared. The Pegasus horse with its mighty great wings, it gracefully flew through the sky. And on mountaintops was the dreaded Cyclops that glared with its one ghastly eye. The brother and sister continued their tales as they plodded along through the hills. They chatted and jabbered and happily blabbered, and all was quite peaceful until they heard a loud hissing. They heard a loud screech. It came from close by in the rocks. The children could hear that a monster was near. They shivered and cried out in shock. They trembled with fear as the creature appeared, a snake with great coils and wide bends. It was covered with scales but did not have a tail. It had a snake's head on both ends.
An amphisbaena!
The children cried out. They had heard of this dangerous creature. It spat at the sister, but thankfully missed her. It lunged, but it couldn't quite reach her.
We will destroy you!
Yelled head number two as it caught up with head number one. Their faces grew cruel as they slobbered and drooled and said,
Ah, this is going to be fun.
The heads rose up high with a glint in their eyes. They glared at the children beneath. They opened their jaws and the children both saw all the poison that dripped from their teeth.
First we'll destroy this puny young boy,
said the horrible head number two. One said to its brother,
Let's go for the other. The sister has much more to chew.
What?
Cried the second.
But surely you reckon the boy is much better for dinner?
Pa,
said the first as it bellowed and cursed.
Compared to the girl, he is thinner.
The heads disagreed about who it should be, allowing the children to think. The sister appeared to have had an idea. She gave her young brother a wink.
You stay with head number one,
the girl said.
And I'll stay with head number two. It will all be okay if you do what I say and keep the head following you. Hey, you!
Cried the girl to the second snake's head as she ran to the left of the beast.
See, if you can snatch me, why don't you try catch me? I'm sure that I'll make quite a feast. Now go to the right!
Cried the girl to the boy. He knew what the girl wanted done.
Follow me, one!
He laughed.
I am more fun!
And he leapt to the right with a run.
We'll get you, you rat!
The snake slithered and spat, enraged by the boy and girl's laughter. The children both ran, and according to plan, the furious snakes followed after.
Now duck,
cried the girl.
And come back to the left.
And she scampered and jumped to the right. The snakes were confused about which way to choose. They wriggled around in the fight. Backwards and forwards and upwards and down, the children leapt this way and that. Hither and thither the creatures did slither.
Stand still!
They cried.
Come here, you rats!
One made a loop around head number two, and suddenly both the heads stopped. Neither could move, and the children cried,
You silly snakes, tied yourselves in a knot.
The heads gave a wriggle, they struggled and jiggled. They snarled and they hissed in dismay. The beast was outsmarted, the children departed, and laughed as they went on their way.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.